We went on a couple of dates here and there, but for the most part, it just dwindled down to him coming over, us having crazy hot sex, recording it.
Wait. You recorded it?
Oh, we recorded all of our sex.
Welcome to the Secret Life Podcast. Tell me your secret. I'll tell you mine. When I first started my recovery 11 years ago, I struggled through the textbook-like material on the subject. I wanted to make the addiction and the recovery from it accessible and relatable to more people by telling it in an entertaining way. Well, I'm super excited to announce I've released my first book, Secret Life of a Hollywood Sex and Love Addict. If I can help just one person find a solution or at least realize they're not broken or alone, then writing this has been worth it. You can pick up the book exclusively at Amazon or signed copy at secretlifenovel.com. And the best way to support our podcast is to subscribe and share. If you haven't left a review or rating on Apple Podcasts yet, please do. It'll help more people find our show. And if you want to be a guest, shoot me a note at secretlifepodcast@icloud.com. Enjoy the episode. Okay, welcome to Secret Life Podcast. I'm Breanne Davis-Gant. Today, I'm pulling back the curtains of all kinds of human secrets. We'll hear about what people are hiding from themselves or others. You know those deep, dark secrets you probably want to go to your grave? Or those lighter, fun in your secrets that are just plain embarrassing? Really? The how, what, when, where, and why of it all. Today, my guest is April. Now, April, I have a question for you. Dun, dun, dun. What is your secret?
I am a sex and love addict.
Oh my God, welcome to the club. Wow. So when did you finally realize you were a sex and love addict?
Not that long ago.
Oh, I love it. You're a newbie. Hello.
Yeah. It's not that long ago. Just honestly, a few months ago, to be honest with you. Yeah. Okay. It's all hit me. Yeah.
So how does it feel to actually say that out loud to another person?
Well, it feels freeing, you know, and I've been living like this for a long time and having all these kind of secrets and things that I've been doing behind the scenes. And I'm just this last person that I was like hooked up with. I was just at my wit's end with the whole thing. I was like, I don't want to live like this anymore. And there's a problem, you know?
Can you take us to this last person? So that person would probably be called your qualifier. That's what we call them. So if you're out there, that's what, you know, the person that brings you into the rooms are shows that you have an issue are called qualifiers. Mm-hmm. But what happened with this qualifier that really revealed to you it's time to change?
So we met at the beginning of 2019. Mm-hmm. We started pretty much the second time we saw each other, like having sex, but he was recording our sex from like the second time we had it. It was a very intense, you know, like lots of chemistry, you know, just like the sexual pull towards each other. Very magnetic. And
how did you meet him?
Online.
Okay.
On a dating app.
Which one? Tell me which one.
Bumble.
Okay. Thank you. Bumble. I have been dying to talk to somebody about Bumble because I got out of my addiction 11 years ago. And if that was available during my heydays, I think I would be out of control or dead. So how long have you been on Bumble?
Well, at the time I had only been on it for like a couple of weeks when I met him. It was the first time I'd ever been on line dating, any sort of app at all, ever.
Okay. So is he the first one?
That I met. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Okay. So you get on your first dating app and did you just get out of a relationship or like what made you join the dating app? Okay.
Yeah. I dated this guy for a year prior to that and it was just a boring relationship, to be quite honest with you. The sex was horrible.
Why was it horrible? I just have to ask. We're like going back.
I know. It was just, I just wasn't attracted to him even from the beginning. And I just thought, oh, well, he's really nice. And like, he's doing all these nice things for me. Like, maybe I should just give this guy a chance, you know?
Got it. Got it. So you were settling a little bit.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. So you get out of this relationship and you're like, let's hit this dating app. Did you, a friend tell you, or how did you hear about it?
Yeah. People were just telling me, you need to get online and date. You know, my friends obviously don't know this about me, you know, like how this is for me when I'm with someone, or like, how I can get, like, you know, obviously confused sex with love and all of that stuff. So
they were like,
get
love.
Online. Less of love. Yeah. Get online.
We confuse,
so I did.
They say we confuse, what is it? Passion with compatibility, all the stuff we confuse. So you get online, he's the first guy. Where did you guys meet, like that night? Like, how, can you take me through the situation?
Yeah.
'Cause I don't know, you know, I'm sure people are listening that never been on that app either. I have never been on that app.
Okay. So on that app, it's, you're swiping left or right.
Oh, the dreaded swipe left or right. That is like, I like people looking for like that person to fix them. I always feel like that swiping happens like do, 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 do.
So I came across him and he's extremely good looking and also 10 years younger than me.
Ooh,
and I thought at the time, like, oh, you know, like he's cute. And I swiped and we were already a match because he had swiped me on the other side. He swiped left to me. You know what I mean?
They
have to swipe in order to be a match. So we were a match. And then immediately he started messaging me.
Okay.
And we just started messaging. I think it was probably a few days. And then it was like, let's meet up. And we met up. It's just like a Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, it was, I was obviously immediately attracted to him, but nothing happened that night. It was like, he went his way, I went my way. But when I got home, he sent me a message that was like, oh, your ass is amazing. And this is something I've heard my entire life. Right.
Oh, you have
so
a good
I was
ass.
Like, oh yeah. I was like, oh, right. You know, like he thinks my ass is amazing.
Do you like have like that perfect like round ass or something?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, perfect. Congratulations on your nice ass. Okay, so he sends that text.
And then it just kind of was on after that, like just talking more about, you know, you're so hot. And he was just like not love bombing me, but just really sending these messages to me about like wanting to see me next.
Well, I think that is love bombing though. If they're like so obsessed with you and
yeah,
like,
he was like obsessed with me. Yeah.
And he was like saying all those things that you shouldn't be saying so early in a relationship. Like you have
exactly.
Enough
sex.
Like that should not be said on the, after the first date.
No, not at all.
So if you're listening out there, if that happens, that's actually probably not a good sign. Just so you
know. It's not. It's not at all. And I base that on my past relationships the same way. Like they find me physically attractive. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm in. You know, I used my physical attractiveness to pull that in, I guess you could say.
Do you think you would ignore all the other signs like paint, you know, red flags, green? If you like, did you like wake up one day and be like, I don't even like this person and I'm. Okay. I've done that too. Okay. I just wanted to ask you.
Oh, for sure. Don't even like this person.
Okay. So he's love bombing you and all that.
Yeah. For about a week. And then it was like, I'm so busy with work, but I want to see you. And it was like, well, I can get out of work at this time and come over. I just want to see you. You know? So he just like came over to my apartment. I gave him my address, this guy that I don't even know, told him to come over. You know, and it was just like, we're standing in my living room, just like looking at each other with this like hot sexual tension. And then
it's like a movie. I'm like getting a visual of a movie. Okay.
Yeah. Just like, you know, like super intense eye connection, you know, the whole thing. And it ended up being like the hottest sex ever. You know, the next thing I know, we're just like having sex in my living room. And, you know, for me, this is awful, but I get off like when a guy comes inside me.
Okay. No, that's okay. And did you use protection?
No. And I let him do, I asked him to do that, you know, like in the midst of towards the end of it.
Yeah.
And as soon as it was over, it was like, I could just tell the look on his face was like, holy shit, like what just happened, you know?
Right.
And he was just hooked. It was like, that was it.
Yeah.
And it went on for almost an entire year.
Okay.
And I was starting to believe I was in love with this person, creating all these, like, we were going to be together. He was going to be my boyfriend, but he was never like available. You know, he had every excuse in the book. And it was like, he would only see me when it was convenient for him. We went on a couple of dates here and there, but for the most part, it just dwindled down to him coming over, us having crazy hot sex, recording it.
Wait. You recorded it?
Oh, we recorded all of our sex.
Oh my God. The first time or after the first time?
After the first time he asked me. And I was like, yeah, sure.
Oh my God. And okay. So this went on a year. How many dates do you think you actually went on? Like not being at your apartment?
Four.
Okay. Four. Okay. So four times in a year, you went to a Mexican restaurant or something?
Yes. Sushi, Thai, you know.
Okay, like got it. And then you went back to the room or your house.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, my apartment. I never went to his place. He always came to my place.
Wow, for a year. So how many times do you think he came over to your house? I just really want to get specific here.
No, I know. God, he probably came over in that year, I would say 30 times.
So there's 30 videos of you guys, 29 videos.
Oh my God. He has them in his possession. He has all of them.
Oh no. Does it show your face?
Well, he sent them back to me. Like we just, you know.
He edited them?
Oh yeah. I have this visual of him like has a file on me and on his computer with all of this on there. I don't know if he's this is better than porn. Like any porn that you see is just looks fake to me compared to what this is.
Well, porn is fake. Cool. It's not real. They're not like, it's not a real connection. It's all fantasy. Right. Okay. Right.
And so he would edit it and send them back to me sometimes and send clips back to me and just be like, this is so hot. You know, he was just like I had him just hooked like on me, like a drug.
And you were hooked on him.
And I was hooked on him. It was like a two-way street.
So you never went to his place. Did you ever meet any, his family or anybody?
Nope. No family, no friends.
Do you know his last name?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Here's my question for you. And I know someone else is thinking this out there while they're listening. Mm-hmm. Have you ever cyber stalked him?
We were following each other on social media for a while. And like, he kept saying to me, you know, I don't have a girlfriend. And I was thinking like, well, why is it that you just come over here all the time? Like, why can't I come to you or whatever, or meet your
friends? Did you ask?
And, and he would just be like, oh, I don't know. This is like too much. Like, I don't want to go there. You know, he would just have all these excuses. He had every excuse in the book, you know?
Right.
But also at the same time had this way of just like, listen, babe, you know, call me babe and baby. And like, he had this way of just, you know, roping me in to just kind of forget about that part of it.
Yeah. It's so crazy how people can manipulate and do that. Cause I used to do that to people too, where I'd be like, no. Mm-hmm. And then I'd like get them to hang around. Cause I would say certain things that made them feel like I cared about them. Not saying he doesn't care about you. I'm not trying to say that at all. That's not, you know, but it's a manipulation.
Absolutely it is.
Okay. So you've seen him for a year. Mm-hmm. Then what happened?
So, you know, in this year, like, sometimes we wouldn't see each other I wouldn't hear from him sometimes for 2 weeks. And I would not reach out to him. I'd wait for him to reach out to me. And then he'd come back around and be like, miss you, want to see you. And one day it just dawned on me. I was like, what's he been doing for these last 2 weeks? Like, he's clearly sleeping with someone else, you know? Is he recording that video, you know, that sex too? My mind would go and think about all these things. And
I would just imagine him having like a whole library.
Yes, me too. That's what I imagine.
Because if he asked you the second time you guys were together, you would think that's pretty ballsy, don't you think? I would never ask someone that.
No, he's just, you know, a very good looking guy. He's in really great shape. He knows how to do all these outdoor, you know, extreme activities. He's just very attractive. Mm-hmm. And if I find him attractive, everybody else does too, you know? I've shown him his photo to friends of mine. They're like, whoa, he's so good looking. So of course he's getting it from other girls, you know?
Yeah.
Not the only one. So
well, are you, so how did it happen? I mean, how did you decide this relationship is, he became your qualifier? Did something happen? Are you guys still seeing each other?
No. So a few times during that year, I tried to completely cut it off with him. Yeah. And he would just like contact me through Instagram or Facebook. He would just like track me down, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, okay, you know, I missed you. Like, our sex is so hot. And he'd say like, don't you understand? Like, this is really uncommon for two people to have sex like this. Like, we have an intense chemistry. And like, he would just say all these things to me, you know?
It's unique, like, yeah, and special. You guys are just unique.
Yeah. Unique. That's, he actually used that word, unique.
Oh
yeah.
My God, I love it. Look, I'm totally him right now. I'm like, yes, totally him minus the camera.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We were just, you know, really into it. And he'd be like, I want to take another video of us. And like, I'd be like, yeah, you know, come on over. And he would just, it would just drive the two of us crazy. We're just, it was like a drug, honestly.
Yeah, it is. But a then drug.
What would happen is we'd be done having sex and I would feel that, you know, those oxytocin emotions come over you or whatever. And I would want him to stay, you know, and I'd be like hugging him and latching onto him. And he'd take a shower in my shower, drink my water, eat my food. And 15 minutes later, he'd be like, I have to go. I have so much to do. And I would just be in my apartment, like after just feeling so empty,
yeah,
you know,
I just got really sad.
Yeah. And I got to the point where I was like, I can't do this to myself anymore. I would be so upset.
I mean, you're like torturing yourself.
Yeah, I was like torturing myself. So I got to the point the beginning of last year in January, and I just cut him off. I blocked him. I blocked him on Instagram, Facebook, his phone number, blocked.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I went through last year, the entire year, completely single. I did not talk to any guys. I just cut it all off. I was like, I have a problem. Like, I need to figure this out.
Right.
And then November, this past November, October, sorry, I just decided to unblock him on Instagram.
What, did something happen that day? Like, did something bad happen? Or were you having a good day or a bad day?
I think I felt like, you know, I'm good. Like, I've been really working on myself, like, for the past 10 months. I haven't dated any guys. I haven't talked to any guys. Mm-hmm. I was not on any dating apps or anything. And I just, in my mind, I was just like, I wonder if he's thinking about me. Like, I'm going to unblock him on Instagram and I'm going to wait.
Oh my God. You're like playing Russian roulette. I'm like, why do I feel a butt coming on soon? Go ahead.
So 2 weeks later, uh-huh, I wake up one morning and had a message from him on Instagram. So it's almost like this connection that's out there between us. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just knew that I unblocked him. He must have been checking, you know, he probably was checking. He was probably wanting me like a drug this whole time. And I get this message from him that's like, how are you? I miss you. And I was like hooked again. And I was messaging with him. I started messaging with him again. And he was like, I miss you. He started sending me clips of our old videos. And I was just like, oh my God. And I let that go on for 2 months. And then in January, a couple months ago, I just one day was like, come over.
Oh no.
And as soon as
the door opened,
over,
wait, as soon as the door opened, it was on. And then
it was on. It was like, we never missed a beat. And this is a year later. And it was just,
did he bring his video camera?
No.
Okay.
He did not.
Okay.
And this was the only time that he ever pulled out also. And right after it happened, I just was disgusted. I was like, I don't feel anything for this person anymore. This is disgusting. Mm-hmm. And the entire time we've slept together, every time we slept together, he never made me come.
I know. Isn't that crazy as a woman? I'm just like, I'm so glad you said that, because when I wrote in my book, I'm like, I have had so much bad sex. Like,
yes.
Even if it's good like, sex, but it's still like, there's no like ding, ding, ding at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every time. And I was like, what are you doing? You're like servicing this guy and getting him off and like, just like fucking him so good and doing whatever he wants you to do. But he can't even with his huge, you know, dick. That's like perfect. Can't even make me come. I'm just like, what am I doing here?
Wow. So it was like cold water just splashed on you. Like, was it an out of body experience? Yeah. Like, cause for me that moment, like it's an out of body experience. You're like, what am I doing?
Yeah. I was just like, what am I doing? So as soon as it was over, he jumped up, got in my shower and he's like, are you coming into the shower? And I like, no, go ahead. You're on your own in there. And I just let him take a shower and he came out, sat on my couch, bullshitted with me for like 10 minutes and was like, I gotta go. I was like, yeah, bye. And that was it. I shut the door and I was like, I can never do this again. I felt disgusted. Like I got in the shower. I was just like, what am I doing?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like when that high is gone and you realize like, enough is enough and sick and tired of being sick and tired that you just can't do it one more time.
Exactly. I was like, I'm giving this person my sexual energy like this and I'm getting nothing in return.
Are you worried about the videos?
Yeah.
I was like, I would be. I didn't want to like
get No. There's days where I'm like, do I contact him and just say to him, like, I need these videos or I need to know that you're going to delete these. But there's part of me that would be like, he'll try to talk me out of it and like try to worm his way back over here somehow. Be like, those are our videos. Like, I'm not getting rid of those. And like, it's the hottest thing I've ever seen, you know? So it's like, I don't even know how it would even, you know? And I'm like, is he showing me to friends?
Yeah, exactly. I was just thinking that too. Is he like showing him to friends? I mean, that's the crazy thing when you're in your addiction and you don't know you're an addiction because you have this secret from yourself. So you are doing these things that probably logically you wouldn't have normally done.
No, so irresponsible and disrespectful to myself. And like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have no idea what he's doing with these. I don't know who he's shown or told or, but like you said, he could have a file on like, you know, 20 other girls too. Yeah. You know, this could just be his thing. I don't know because I don't know anything about his life really. You know, I know where he goes to the gym here and, you know, stuff like that. But
you don't know where he lives?
No.
Do you? No?
No, no.
No, if he has a family?
Like children and a wife, you mean?
Maybe. Who knows?
I know. Well, that's the thing. I'm like, I don't know. You know, you don't know.
No, because I've had like a live-in boyfriend and I've done the same thing. Like I was practically married and I was still, you know, like making someone else believe that I was completely available and single.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That's right. So what a revelation. How are you feeling now? So that like brought you to your knees and you decided enough is enough. Did you get off the dating apps?
So I did. I'm like off the dating apps and I've been to some slay meetings and some online slay meetings.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's like the East Coast version. They call them slay and West Coast, we call them slaw. And people get so annoyed because it sounds like coleslaw, but I'm so glad. So have you been doing the Zoom meetings?
Yeah, I've been doing the Zoom one.
How are you feeling?
All over.
Are you feeling?
I feel good. And I feel like, to be honest with you, I'm like, I can't believe like there's other women out there like this. And it just all like clicked. It was almost like a light bulb went off in my mind because this isn't the first person that I've had some sort of like crazy kind of intense like sexual relationship with like this. It's only been the first person who's recorded it.
Right. So how many times do you think you've had a relationship like this that was all sexual, no commitment? Mm-hmm. But you started falling in love with them and then you realize like you got tricked or something. How many do you think you've had?
Oh God. I would say there's probably a good three others prior to that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One actually went on for 5 years.
Yep, I've been there.
And ended up in a very bad situation with another guy that I was dating at the time. Ended up coming to my house, finding me in bed with him and beating the shit out of him.
No. So you had a similar one like me.
Yeah. Like in your book, when I read that, I was like, oh yeah, I've been there, girl.
Confronted by two people. And you're like, but yours got violent. Mine didn't get violent. It was pretty close, but yours got violent, huh?
It was horrible. It ended up in court and everything.
No. Mm-hmm. Did you have to testify?
No.
Oh my God. That's yeah. So I'm glad.
And the guy that got crap beat out of him.
Yeah.
He still contacts me to this day. That happened probably 7 years ago. And he still contacts me to this day to try to say like, hey, I miss you and your ass, you know, like he's still like trying. And I don't even live anywhere near him anymore. I live in a completely different state.
No, it's so crazy how those things, even though they're bad, you were bad for him. Obviously, he got his ass handed to him because you were sleeping with him.
But he was also bad to me. You know, it was.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
He had a girlfriend in the beginning when I first met him, and he lied through his teeth about it. And I still kept going with him because the sex, you know, was so amazing. But that's also another one that never made me come either.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's like we pick people that are unavailable because truly a part of you is unavailable.
That's correct.
A part of you keeps picking these people that you don't completely have to have one foot in and one foot out.
Exactly. And it was like addicted to the, you know, the drama of it, I guess you could say.
Yeah. I mean, the intensity, the passion, mm-hmm. they say we need like a cattle prod to make mm-hmm. us feel like alive and electric.
Mm. Yes, that's correct.
So now you're officially in the rooms. I mean, have you surrendered all? Have you had any thoughts? Are you going to like really go into the program and try to figure out why you do the things you do, or where are you at with that?
Yeah, I know why, you know, I do the things that I do. Mm-hmm. You know, I came from a chaotic childhood of a lot of arguing and fighting and like mm-hmm. never being able to express my emotions. I always had them like, don't talk about that, you know, just move on from it.
Right.
And I was never really given, to be honest with you, the emotional tools growing up.
Yeah. To have like a healthy relationship with yourself and others, right?
That's right.
Because if we're not allowed to feel our emotions, how do we identify them? How do we move through them? We just shove them down and stuff them down, right?
Finally, like I said, just all came to a head where I was just like, this is why I'm doing this. You know, I never was given these tools when I was younger. You know, when I was a teenager, when things are really crazy, my mom just turned her back on me. Oh. She never was there as a support person. She just was never understanding. I was kind of like ridiculed, name called, and things like that. And I just pushed that all down and just kept moving forward, looking for like someone, I guess, to love me and going about in a way that like, oh, if I give this person good sex, they're going to love me in return.
Yeah. Cause sometimes that's all we think our worth is, you know,
that's right.
Our sexuality, especially as women. But I'm so glad that there was a relief when you realized you are not the only one, you are not the only woman. And people don't understand that. Like, sex and love addicts are women and men. It's almost equal.
Right. And when I, you know, years ago, when I would see this stuff, you know, come up, like, you know, with different celebrities and the tabloids, mostly men saying,
mostly all men, pretty much.
He's got a sex addiction. He's going to rehab. I'm like, that's just an excuse because he wants to cheat on his wife. And I didn't understand what it was really about. It's not even really about that. It's just about the thrill of it. And like, you know, it's like a drug.
Oh, it is a drug.
The excitement. That's your drug. It's the excitement. You get your hit. It's like, oh yeah, I guess this guy, he wants to fuck me, you know? Yeah.
And then the problem is you can't disconnect usually that sexuality to feelings, because as humans, they're usually connected unless we cut it off, and you keep cutting it off. Like, so now we have to learn, and I still have to learn, to 11 years later, like, intimacy and sexuality go together. And I never, it was two separate things for me.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Now, I love asking these type of questions, the seven deadly sins with like secrets. So you had the secret that you were a sex and love addict underneath, you weren't even aware of. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to name them. Let me know if any resonate with why you did it. So we had pride, greed, lust, gluttony, envy, anger, and sloth.
Lust, for sure. For sure.
Oh, that was funny. We said it at the same time. That was awesome. Okay, lust for sure. I don't even think you need to explain that one. I think everybody gets it. Any of the others? Pride, greed, gluttony, envy, anger, sloth.
I say greed.
Mm-hmm. Just wanting it all.
Wanting it all. Yeah.
I love it. Now, what do you think? Who do you think this has hurt the most? You or somebody else? Has this hurt a lot of people?
I think this has hurt me the most. Mm-hmm. I think for sure I've done this damage to myself, you know, letting this go on like this, different people at different times. You know, I've had long relationships with people mm-hmm. that I wasn't cheating on them, but I've also had relationships with people that I've cheated on with several other people. Right. And it's all just me doing it to myself, allowing it to happen.
Were you cheated on also?
Yes.
Oh, so like you've been cheated on, you've cheated, mm-hmm. and so you've done it all. Because normally mm-hmm. some people that were cheaters have never been cheated on. So it's interesting that you've been on both sides of the fence.
Oh, yeah. I was cheated on.
Did you start cheating after you were cheated on?
No, it was before.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So how are you going to move forward in the future now that you know this and we've talked about it and you've walked into the rooms?
Yeah. I'm going to work on this for myself, because I do want to obviously meet a good person, a good partner. And I know that I have to take these steps in order to get there. But I obviously, if I meet someone that I like, or I think that I like, and it's not going to be based off of like, oh, you're hot. It's more about who you are. Mm-hmm. I want you to know who I am and take the time to do that and leave like the sex off the table.
I love that. And I'm so glad you said that, because we have a rule in the program that if you have that intense lust feeling for someone, you just need to turn around and run the other way.
Absolutely. Like, and I remember hearing that years ago, and I was like confused by it. Like, are you kidding me? Like, why would I run away from this? You know, but now I get it. Like, I don't want It's what you have to run away from.
Oh, no, like it's kryptonite. So like you need to turn around and run away, because mm-hmm. that is never lasting. Ever. So, and they say the intensity of that is just a hormonal thing, and it's not a connection at all.
Mm-hmm. It's not. Yeah, just I have so much to offer someone. Like I was selling myself short, like in all these different aspects of my life. And it's like, that's the person that I need to let someone know who I am and not be afraid of being hurt by someone or something like that. And just leaving, like I said, the sex off the table. Like, let's be friends and get to know each other first.
Yeah, because that's what's going to last the longest, if you actually exactly. like the person and like having a conversation with them. Because that's what I wish society would tell us, is that the butterflies, and I say this in the book a lot, like yeah. that goes away. And they do
it
not
does.
Say, they don't say that. They make it seem like long-term relationships, or even after 6 months, the butterflies go away. It's just, it happens.
And like, I always used to watch these movies, like romantic type
which
movies.
Ones were your favorite?
Well, and think that this was like a real life, like this was real life, like you yeah. can relive this in your real life.
Yeah,
like no
it's totally bullshit, and I'm an actor.
The Notebook.
Yeah,
The Notebook, for instance.
Well, yeah, I write about that. That's like the number one no-go movie in sex and love addiction. You stay away from The Notebook completely.
Well, and I've seen all those like Nicholas Sparks movies, and I like think those are real too. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, well, The Notebook
like, yeah,
isn't
real.
It's a Nicholas Sparks movie. All of those. Nobody first looks like that in the Southern heat. Like, come on.
Someone's going to pick you up and like make out with you like that in the rain. It's just like such a fantasy. And it's not good for somebody like me, you know?
Well, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you came on. I'm so glad you're telling your truth. I'm so glad that you're stepping up and understanding that you're worth more than just that intense lust feeling with some rando, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And that you're willing to share it because you are not alone. I know so many women that are on these dating sites that are selling themselves short for like a little bit of, you know, feeling connection when it's really not real. So if someone's out there, this is my last question I want to ask you. If someone is out there listening and they're doing the same thing or something similar, what would be your advice for them?
You got to get real with yourself. You know, look at yourself in the mirror and get real with yourself and be like, do you want this for yourself? Do I want this for myself? You know, and just get off the dating apps and get some help, you know, go talk to somebody.
Thank you so much, April, for sharing your truth and your journey. And I wish you all the luck, honestly.
Yeah, thanks so much.
And if you want to be on the show, please email me at secretlifepodcast@icloud.com. Until next time. Thanks again for listening to the show. Please subscribe, rate, share, or send me a note at secretlifepodcast.com. And if you like to check out my book, head over to secretlifenovel.com or Amazon to pick up a copy for yourself or someone you love. Thanks again. See you soon.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.